The Gemara says in Daf Gimel that a kola for a mavri, which is machlokes tanoim, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan, if it's above esrim amma, is posel. And similarly, a sukkah with a schach is above esrim amma, it's posel. And the Gemara says that if there is a amaltra, even though it's above 20 amas, the kola, maltra is something that's a design of a nest or whatever it is that makes it noticeable and people will look, even though it's above 20 amos, then it's kosher. And Mar says, but the Mar never mentions that a malta would help by sukla mal michaf, even though the Mar says l'man yedu derasechem, that the reason is that the person should see and be, that the schach should be apparent and noticeable. So just like a malta helps a korah, why can't a malta help also for a sukkah? So Rav said that there's a difference between korah and schach. By the korah, you need that it to be noticeable. That's part of the matter of korah. It's the heker. And therefore, if there's an amalta and it's noticeable, so that's it's also matter the mavri. However, if it's l'mala michaf, without a mata, and there's no heker, it's not noticeable, so then it's not matter the mavri. But the halacha by schach is, it's the halacha l'man yedidu asechem, that a person with, you know, if it's above chav ama, that it's not just halacha, it's the halacha that he should see the schach, that it should be noticeable. It's halacha in shiurim of the sukkah, that if the tfanus of the sukkah don't go, as the Mar says in sukkah, all the way reaching to the schach, and you have to come on to good asik mechitzta. So therefore, if it's too far, it's not noticeable, so then we don't, the shurim of the sukkah, in terms of the mechitzas, don't reach to the schach. But it's a loch in shiurim, and in the shlitzis ayin is a loch in kfias shurim of the sukkah. So the heker, it's not that the heker, when the matter is the heker itself, is by mavui, so a malta helps. But by sukkah, it's not the heker per se. It's just, it's the mechitzis that are part of the chefzis of the sukkah. So, but if it's the schach is too high, it's above chaf, so then it's the tfanos, the mechitzis, the sukkah, that we don't extend them all the way to the schach. But it's not a heker per se. It's a loch in shurim of mechitza. And above said, what would be the halacha? There's another loch of chaf amah, that a neiros chanukah above chaf, since people don't notice it, is possible. And what would be if there was an amaltra related to this, to this menorah, to these chanukah candles? Would it be kosher? Stab, the above said that it would not be kosher.